Hello, you're listening to the Trade Show Minute on Rave Radio. You can find it at ravepubs.com under the Rave Radio tab. I'm your host, Gary Kirk, coming to you from ISE 2019. I'm joined by Brett Stocky from RTI. Brett, I really appreciate you taking the time to talk to me.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Yeah. So what can you tell me about RTI and ISE 2019?
RTI in 2019. Well, last year at ISE, we really came out showing a lot of commercial application solutions, mm-hmm. video switchers and audio switching and things like that. And so this year we're following it up with even more commercial solutions, presentation solutions, and video conference room type solutions.
Very nice. So I know that you're known for your remote technologies, but for people that may not be familiar with your product, tell me a little bit more about your approach to remote controlling.
Well, RTI has been in business for over 26 years, mm-hmm. and we're sort of pioneers in the remote control, industry. And our take on it is customization is key. And so all of our products are used, are programmed using a single software called Integration Designer. And what that allows dealers to do is really create the user experience that makes it simple to use and intuitive. Mm-hmm. And that's across the line. And so obviously that's important in a home, but it's extremely important in a commercial application where you have different users coming in all the time and trying to use the system. And so more and more dealers are finding that RTI fits that space really nicely. And now that we're sort of offering more commercial applications, more commercial solutions for applications, they're coming more into the commercial side as well. It's been really nice.
I like the approach that you're talking about, the customization, because at the end of the day, for you as this manufacturer, me as an AV engineer, what our main goal is that end user experience. It doesn't matter how exactly cool your technology is and how well I know how to program it. If the end user isn't happy, we've both failed. So being able to have that customized user experience is a very important approach.
No doubt about it. And that's really been our mantra from day one. And I agree completely.
So what kind of products specific to this trade show are you showing off?
Well, on the presentation solutions, we have a couple different interesting ideas. One of them is a presentation switcher called the VXP82. It's okay. An 8-input, 2-output switcher with all the different kind of flavors of formats from HDMI to VGA. But it also has one of our XP processors built into it. So mm-hmm. it's your all-in-one kind of presentation solution. So in a lectern or in a podium or something, you can have full control of not just the audio video type gear, but you can also control the lights and shades and screens and
full
all those
user
types of
experience.
Things. Yep, yeah. Absolutely. And then of course you tie in our user interfaces into that as well so that you could have really any type of device.
Fantastic.
That's one of them. The VMS 741 is a multi-viewer. So that is a solution for everything from a sports bar to a control room where you can actually view up to 4 sources on a single screen at one time. Mm-hmm. It has 16 different screen layouts from one source, as I mentioned, up to 4, but in different layouts, interesting layouts, mm-hmm. And it has audio support as well. So that's a cool one that we're coming out with very soon. And then on the conference room side, we have what's called the VXUSC, which allows companies to utilize software-based video conferencing systems so they don't invest in the hardware-based, the more traditional conferencing
sure.
type solutions.
A little less expensive. So you guys aren't really worried about the software platform. You can use whatever the vendor
precisely,
the
yes.
end user's already using.
Exactly right. Yeah. And more and more companies are doing that with a lot of mobile
sure.
Salespeople and things like that. A lot of video conferences are taking place, but they're not using these other systems. They're using Zoom and WebEx and GoToMeeting
sure.
and all these other things. And really, it just the system allows them to take advantage of that. And it doesn't require any kind of fancy cameras or anything. It'd just be a USB camera. But it also offers this KVM capability where anybody's laptop wireless keyboard and mouse, even the touchscreen display at the end of the room can be used to control the presentation or the meeting.
It's really nice. Yeah. Well, Brett, I really appreciate you taking the time to talk to us today. For anybody that enjoyed this podcast and wants to check out more of our full ISE coverage, you can visit our microsite at ravepubs.com/ISE 2019.